there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today, flying on Alan Air, was born in Tetney, Lincolnshire, and rose to fame on The X Factor. What an incredible career she's had. And she's back with a brand new holiday single, Rest of Our Days, which is out now. Oh, did I forget to mention, she's the new voice of you, it's Ella Henderson. This is the final boarding call for Ella Henderson. Ella Henderson, Ella Henderson, Ella.
Ella Henderson.
Thank you. How are you doing, Ella?
Hello, I'm good, thank you, my darling. How are you?
Now, I was led to believe that you were either in a wheelchair or have a crutch, but you seem to be walking. What's up?
I'm walking. It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. It's the power of Life's a Beach. What's happened?
So 2 weeks ago, during the most stressful 2 weeks of my life, I would actually say, genuinely, decided to move house, and midway through packing all the boxes in the house currently, decided to be like, oh, I'll get up really early, go to the gym. Oh. Wrong decision straight away. got to the gym, and everyone says like, oh, what were you doing? Like, was you doing something really high impact? And in the end, I've just gone with a story that I was, but I actually wasn't. I literally was just doing step-ups onto a box. And I was like, oh, like jumping up. I'm like, no, just stepping up and stepping down. I was like, was it really high? I was like, no, about 30 centimetres off the floor. But just went funny on my ankle. And that was it. I was laid on the floor. It was actually in a gym class, which is, I think, is quite funny now, because I was just laid back on the floor like a beetle saying, stop the music.
I've done that at Barry's boot camp
before. Have you actually?
Not because I did, but just because it was too high intense. And I think the woman at Barry's boot camp has been told off because she used to be quite, come on, fatty, and all that. But now she's a bit like, hey, if you want to have a breather, have a breather. You know, someone's obviously wrote to HR and said, look, she's too much. So yeah, and that's the awful thing when you do have an accent, because people go, oh, what's up? And you have to repeat the same story.
Yeah.
So that was, you were doing it. That's why
we'll
I never
put it
do
right
exercise.
Now. Yeah, I know. Everyone was saying that's why I don't do the gym. And I was like, okay, I'll follow that now, follow suit.
Will you have a limp for life?
I hope not, Alan.
No, I'm not being horrible. I'm just intrigued.
That, maybe that can be like my thing, though. Like, Gabrielle had an eye patch. Maybe my thing can be like a limp.
Yes. Just have a glitter boot, like Michael Jackson had his glove.
Boot.
You just have a boot.
I have been told, because it's like a grade 3 sprain, and I'm in there at A&E, and all I'm praying for is that it's not broken.
Oh, God.
Because then it would be in pot, and I can't do anything. But it's my ligament that I've torn. But obviously, as a performer, I can't wear heels for a long time, which is annoying. But then I have got to be really careful with my. I've got such a weak ankle now, so I'm going to have to. I have been told I've got to wear this ankle brace if ever I'm doing anything like performing for a while. So we may have to get a glittered version of that.
Yeah, you'll have to do that. Yeah, yeah. Aren't you worried people might think it's a tag? Oh, someone's been doing a bit of lifting.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. I've never thought of that, but probably, yeah.
No, yeah, glitter it up so it don't look a bit... You don't want that in the Daily Mail online.
But no, it was, do you know what? It's actually... It's been the worst time to have done this to my foot, but the best time ever at the same token, because I was able to just sit back in a chair and point at things with my crutch and just be a really, really sassy bitch.
The crutch thing that you lean on.
Yeah.
That would look weird. I know we're meant to talk about your travel, but I'm travelling to Canada tomorrow to do my tour. I don't know what... Oh, my God, I'm steaming up. I don't know what to pack. What do I pack? I've got... I know it's cold, but...
Oh, it's really cold.
But you don't want to go ridiculously cold. Like, you know, like those, like, tennis rackets you put on your feet for the snow. You don't... No, do you know what I mean? You don't know them.
The last time I was in Canada, and it was, I'm sure it was, I think I might have been in the January though. It was that cold that I was told going into a radio station, be careful going from the car into this door because you might get frostbite. It was that cold. Oh. But it might not be that cold when you go. But all I can say is definitely pack your coats and everything because it's cold.
Yeah.
Do you know what I love about there though? They've got them black squirrels.
Black squirrels.
Yeah, and they're really, but they're like the size of big rabbits.
Thank God you told me this. That's
if you've got a fear of rodents or like little fluffy creatures, they're huge, but they're so beautiful. There's like bright red ones there, which you can get.
How big,
UK.
Like a rat?
No, they're big.
Bigger
they're like
than
bushy.
A rat.
I was like, wow, there's so many skunks here, but it's not there. They are squirrels. They're like, yeah. Well,
are they big enough like, to mug you?
They're big.
They're big. Oh, thanks for
but
telling.
But they're cute.
They're cute. Oh, that's all right. Yeah, okay.
But no, it's very cold. Pack warm.
No Speedos, none of that.
Of that. And don't just be thinking, oh, I'll take that nice jacket if I just go to this thing and that thing. Just pack warm.
Yeah, because I've got a nice, quite nice woolen coat, but I feel I need just the awful red one that looks... I look like a fucking post box because I'm so fat. Just a red.
When I went, I never knew it was that cold, so I ended up having to go to a big, like, store over there and buy a big coat. But I've got, like, I had the shop where I was, it was, like, in the middle of nowhere, and it was a proper, like, hunting shop.
Oh, God.
And I've got a thing about I don't like cruelty to animals that way. But it was the only thing that at the time that could keep
you don't want
warm.
To get papped coming out
genuinely, we had this situation.
Buying a rifle.
We did have a situation where the coat was keeping me warm, but then every time I got in and out of the car, we had to quickly take it off. I was like, well, isn't that the purpose of the coat, that I'm meant to wear it outside? But and then we got rid. I think we gave it to someone out there. I gave it to someone from the label. They didn't care.
No. No, but I mean, you don't want to. I love animals as well, so you don't want
I don't want to wear them.
No. You're right. So listen, tell us about your travel. Now, you grew up in Tetney.
Yes, not Tetley. It's the amount of, if I could get a pound for every time someone's like, oh, like the tea. I'm like,
oh,
no.
No, we do our research here on Life's a Beach, do we? Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Tetney in Lincolnshire.
Tetney in Lincolnshire.
Where did you go on holiday when you were a kid? Did you go on holiday as a kid?
Yeah, we would do a lot of, we used to have a caravan, and we used to do a lot of trips in that and would go like camping.
Nice.
But then that turned into, but then our caravan got stolen off the drive. So then that.
I'm awful with bad news. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, it got stolen off the drive. And the worst part about it is I watched it get stolen and didn't tell my mum because I just thought someone was borrowing the caravan. Someone came and I can just remember looking out the window being like, oh, who's that borrowing the caravan? But they weren't, they were stealing it.
Are they wearing a balaclava? Oh no.
Yeah, they looked a bit dodgy, I must say. But you know, I just didn't question it. No. So yeah, the caravan got stolen. But we used to do things like we'd go to Cornwall and we used to go to a place called Woodall Spa, which as a kid, well, that's where I would go with all my cousins, which was like an hour and a bit away from where I lived. And there was like lodges and a caravan park there. and a sand park with a zip line.
Oh.
Do you know what? I went back to actually see it all, and there was a gated area with a trampoline in there that you had to go book to go on the trampoline. Like, just things like that, that I can remember, where you'd have to, like, go book. There was a lady that ran the place called Maggie. I can remember her name now. Yeah. And you'd go and book to, like, you get the key to the gate to go on the trampoline. And, like, and I just think of things like, it was very simple back then, wasn't it? Like, just, like, really fun things. We'd go golf ball hunting.
Mm. I remember just having a stick once. In Great Yarmouth. Well, I'm older than you, but there was just, you know, we didn't have a telly in the caravan. We just had a stick. It was like best holiday ever, just walking around with a stick.
I can remember in Woodall Spa, and my cousins will laugh their head off when they listen to this, or if it's in the podcast, is there was a beautiful, like, there was like the cafe bit, and that's where there was always like the discos on the night, and there was the big restaurant and all of that, and all the family would go, and all the parents, all my aunts and uncles would all be having a drink at the bar, getting absolutely legless. And we'd all just be running off doing our own thing. And there was like a little pond out there, and I'll never forget, we found an egg on its own in a bush. So we got this egg, and we was like, oh my God. So me and my two girl cousins, we both, Emily and Rosie, we kept this egg for days. We didn't leave the lodge. We was like, no, we don't want to go on the bike ride. We don't want to go out with the boys today. So we was like, we're going to wait for this chick to hatch for ages with this egg, right? Until one day my uncle just came in and... he was in the lodge and stuff, and was like, "Where's the egg?" And he was eating toast.
Oh no!
No, but we realised it wasn't. It wasn't even. It was from the back. It had come from the kitchens. It was. It was a gone off egg that rolled out of one of the bins. That had rolled into the bush, because where the bins were behind the kitchens was.
I was expecting a twist, like Jurassic Park.
No, there was no animal. Well, there probably was at one point, but it was definitely a gone-off egg.
Oh, no. So
and
you
it
were expecting
weren't no
a baby.
The browns. It was,
I was expecting a baby chick to be at the end
we
of this story.
We were crying our eyes out. We always talk about it now. Like, remember that time when we looked after an ordinary egg?
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Sound the gifting panic alarm. You need to get an amazing gift. Wait, no, the perfect gift. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it's simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Anyone with an emotional giant squirrel flying today, please make your way to the front and pick up an extra packet of mixed nuts. Thank you.
Where have you been on holiday where you felt, oh, Ella, you've made it? Where's been the most decadent place you've stayed at? I always use this, and I know you roll your eyes, the producers. Robbie Williams stayed at a hotel, and was it a jacuzzi came out the roof?
Oh my God.
And then Nick Grimshaw, I can't believe this story. They made their own sand out of marble. Do you reckon he was lying?
No, there are places that do weird things like that.
Yeah. And then someone had a swimming pool in their bedroom. They got out of bed and swam for breakfast. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Is anything like that?
I would
Have you had a pillow menu? Let's build a...
I've had a pillow menu. That's actually lovely.
Mm, it's nice.
I'm quite particular about my pillow. So that's actually a nice thing. But
you've changed.
Yeah, I've definitely changed. No, I'm not at all.
No,
but
I'm
when it's
joking. Who wants a nice pillow? That's a good idea.
No, yeah. I would say my holiday... So when I did X Factor way back when I got to Judges' Homes, We went that year
and
with
they're not
Talisa.
Judges' homes, are no. they? I mean, I don't. Louis I mean, Walsh if does not I... live in Puerto Rico. And he goes in there, hello, welcome to my home. And he's opening cupboards and you're like, And you should have, where's the toilet, Louis? The panic.
I can remember the year we were, when we found out what judge you was getting for your category, Nobody wanted Louis, because at the time we all knew that you was going to Ireland as judges. And everyone wanted to go somewhere exotic.
Yeah, of course.
So on my year, it was Talisa, and we got to go to St. Lucia, and I'd never been to the Caribbean before.
Oh, wow.
And I was so excited. The resort's called Jade Mountain, and it's like...
I've heard about that. It's on that show, Best Hotels in the World or something.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's beautiful. It's like the way it's built, every room has it's all open. So it's like a three-walled room, first of all.
What about toilet?
Toilet's quite open plan. So definitely go there with someone that you're in a relationship that you love, but you've got to that point where you can do it all in front of each other.
Okay, that's good. Yes. Because I have IBS.
Likewise.
It's awful. I feel like we should have a ribbon or something because it's really rude. I've got it at the minute. It's really, and I've got to go on a long flight.
When
you wake up and then someone's clearly done that spray.
Do you know what's...
You know, you think you must have been like... You know, you wake up and you're like, where's that spray?
Where's that spray?
And you're like, someone's gone...
have you used that VIP poo spray? That's brilliant.
Oh my God, where'd you get this from? Amazon?
I'll get you some. It's brilliant.
Merry Christmas.
It's so good. You spray it before you go, and it's like it never happened.
Oh, well, I need that.
No, it's great.
I'm going to Canada tomorrow.
And I'm a nightmare I sleep with, like, I don't know if we can say brands, but I sleep with, like, Rennie's and Gaviscon by my bedside.
Oh, God,
Jake,
as many brands as you want. You'll get loads on this now.
A free supply of Gaviscon, but no, I would say we went there for judges' homes, and I always said, if I make it one day as a singer and I do this, I'm bringing my mum back here because she would love it here. And I always made that pact to myself. And little and behold, obviously everything happened and I signed very young. Ghost happened for the first album. And so when I got to the age of, I was 16 then, and for my 21st birthday, a lot was going on in our family life, and I decided to fly out just myself, my sister and my mum, just us three girls in the family. We'd never done a girly holiday together. And to this day, you know, when you can sit back and reminisce on things and you just cry laughing, you can't stop laughing. Mm. That is that holiday. From the moment we... landed, but it was just, again, that was a holiday. Like, that was where you have your breakfast and fruit on, like, the tray in the swimming pool in your own room.
Oh,
it was
amazing.
Unreal.
Amazing.
But I can remember landing, and my mum's just one of those people where she likes to get right in with the locals, and she just natters the cab driver's head off. Yeah. The driver comes from the hotel. It's a long journey to get there. Yeah. We're all sweating because it's bloody roasting hot. Yeah. And all you want to do is just get your shower, get unpacked, and just be like, oh, and have a pina colada handed to you. And then I get there, and we're in the car, and the guy is telling us all about local black pudding and all the local things and stuff. And mum's going, oh, I'd love to try that. I'd love to try that. Meaning, like, she's just being polite here. She doesn't genuinely mean. With that, he pulls us off the side of the road, and he's like, I'll take you somewhere. And I'm like, oh, no. Pulled us up to this hut in the middle, on the sideway of, like, this dirt track.
Yeah.
And it was just... wooden beams, all dead, like, carcasses and animals hung, flies buzzing around it all.
Oh, no.
Go in, and their version of... My mum's thinking, oh, I love black pudding. Yeah. It's like, you know, the nice stuff that you put in the oven and put in the fry pan. I don't know what this was to this day. Yeah. But all I do know is it was raw.
Lovely.
It was raw.
That's
and it got
smart.
Handed
I bet your
to her.
IBS was
got,
like, thank
no,
you.
I didn't, Alan, I stayed in the car.
With your VIP poo spray.
I'm watching her. It got handed to her in this bulgy sack.
Oh, God, don't.
Do I need to say no more?
No.
And then it was, and you know, when someone's in front of you and all the locals.
Was your mum being polite? Was your mum eating?
And they went, try.
Oh,
that's
bless.
It. She had to eat it, else she looked really rude.
Rude, yeah.
And she ate it, and you know, when you're watching someone and she's. I wish that particular holiday I'd have paid someone to come and document the whole thing because of all the things that ended up happening on that holiday with the three of us. It was so funny. But that was one of the funniest things. When we got to the hotel, every time we brought up the black pudding to her, she'd literally like gip and wrench. She was like, she couldn't handle it. But no, that was definitely the most extravagant holiday and something. That was like, you know, a holiday of a lifetime. Beautiful, beautiful place.
But I think when you work so hard and all that and you get the chance, I mean, we're so fortunate. aren't we? That, yeah. You know, being this creative business family. And if you get the chance to, you know, say thank you to your mum and dad, it is wonderful. And we talk about travel, but sometimes a holiday, it's not about sometimes seeing like the place, or it's sometimes spending quality time with your loved ones.
And
whether that's
me,
in a caravan or, you know, Jade
Mountain.
For me
as well, it was more doing that for my family. It gives me way more satisfaction than me just flying there on my own, or going with a friend or even a partner. Like doing that for the people that have supported from day one.
Yeah.
That's everything for me. But the funniest thing is you still have the roots, don't you? Like my mum was in the room straight, oh, they don't have a kettle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sure they'll bring us one. Yeah. If that's what you want, I will get you a kettle.
Well, I took my mum as a treat. She always wanted to go on safari. And when I did my first tour, I took her on safari. And then I went into the room and there was a double bed with Alan and Christine written in rose petals. I was like, oh, like with the black pudding. I was like, bleh! And I was there in a double bed with my mum. People like look at me like, God, her husband's very gay. he must be into MILFs. So let's talk about your new single, Rest of Our Days. It's so Christmassy.
It's very Christmassy.
I love it. And you've sang with him before, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah. So Key and I met through... So when I was doing my tour, I was looking for a support act. And at the time, I'd heard his record, All For You. And that was popping off. And then came the conversation of... We kind of hit it off through social media, as where always happens now. Mm. And then... he wanted to like do a duet version song. I was like, well, I would love to do that. And would you want to come on tour with me and open up my shows for me? And he's just gone up and up and up from there, really. And watching him just like absolutely fly has been an absolute pleasure to see, because he is so talented.
Yeah.
As a writer and a singer. So, so I had this song. I'd written this song. I actually wrote it the first Christmas of the year of when COVID hit.
Yeah.
Because all the lyrics are about... I know that this year's been a hell of a ride, struggling, lonely and broken inside. I've missed all my family, missed all my friends, but this Christmas Eve is only good times ahead. That's the first verse. So the whole thing was about when we couldn't be together.
Yeah, yeah.
I wrote it then, and then I've always had it in the bag and thought, well, I want to bring this out really when genuinely everyone can be in the pub ordering, doing the last call, the last orders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And grabbing your mate and with a pint in your hand. And it just feels like the right time. And also, it always had a very Irish feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually really wanted... It was when I was actually doing a gig and Ed Sheeran was in the room next door. And I went and spoke to him. I was like, who did everything on Galway Girl? Because I want the same band. And stuff. And he put me in touch with the same people and everything. And was like, this is how it was recorded and blah, blah, blah. I was like, well, I really want to do this with this record. I said, but me just bringing out a song with a bit of like an Irish jig to it, I said, is a bit weird. And then I just thought of Kian straight away. I was like, he would be perfect for this. And so that's how it all happened. And he's come aboard, rewrote a second verse. And hopped on it, and it's brilliant. I love it. It gives me like a modern day version of like Fairy Tale in New York.
The Pogues.
That's the vibe I wanted
to
get from it. But it's just fun, bringing people together. And I love a theme. I'm a theme person. If you know me, you know all what's Ella doing. In saying that, this year I just had a sprained ankle for Halloween. But normally I love dressing up. I love a theme. So I love doing Christmas time. I love so.
Oh,
and I've got ghosts for Halloween, basically. That comes around every
year.
So now I need my
Christmas. I mean, this is really personal, but do you get spikes in money when ghosts comes out?
Yeah, it gets a little spike every October, because I think it gets added to all the Halloween playlists.
Yeah. Oh, that's handy, isn't it?
No, it's good, it's good. You know, it's not got up there with Thriller quite yet. But,
No. Baby steps. Because I was thinking, how many top 10 hits? You've had loads, haven't you?
I don't even know.
Do you know what? I know everyone says, everyone must get freaked out by Ghost.
Yeah.
But I get freaked out by that 0800 Evan. Because how weird is that if there was a phone line? Can you imagine how fucking weird that would be, getting someone ringing you up? Yeah. Who's this? What the? You're meant to be dead. Does it freak you out? It was scary, the idea.
It's really funny. Everyone was saying, like, oh, have you set up for the promo period? Everyone was like, so people were trying to do it. Fans were trying to do it and saying that they just got through to some kind of, like, weird hotline or something. I was like, please don't ring that. I don't know what you're ringing, but it's definitely not us at the other end.
Hello?
Yeah, no, sure.
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
Do you know what? I think I'd say the most romantic time I've had away... I've always gone away with partners and stuff, but I've never actually had a fling. In saying that, I had a wonderful time once in Copenhagen.
Oh.
in Denmark. And needless to say, all the men are Viking-like there.
Oh, I love Copenhagen. They've got good genes over
there.
They've
got very good, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm actually, my mum's Danish, so I have Danish in me.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not saying, hopefully I didn't get with any of my cousins or anything. No, it was a great time.
Yeah, lovely. That's nice.
No, they're well kept, really. Do you know what I found as well? Just really, like, polite. And then yes. Manners. But then straight to the point as well. I like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No beating around the bush.
Oh, oh dear. Don't be smutty. The family show. Have you ever had any holiday nightmares? Have you lost your luggage? Have you gone to the wrong place?
I would say the worst thing that's happened to me going away is probably, do you know what? I wouldn't necessarily say holiday nightmares. I've definitely lost my luggage before.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a natural disaster? I was in Mexico in an earthquake.
Oh my gosh.
Beat that.
No. No, I haven't been. But what I will say is I went on one of the best holidays of my life, like you did. I wanted to go on a safari.
Yeah.
And I actually drunkenly bought it at a charity auction for way above what it was even worth. But I was like, right, come on, I'll go on this. Let's go see the elephants.
I did that once for Gok Wan to cook for me. I spent a fortune. He cooks for me anyway. He's a friend. I'm like, I go around his house, he cooks me a roast. I'm like, why am I paying thousands? For this.
Literally.
I know it's for charity. The charity got...
It's for charity.
Yeah, wonderful. But I was like, fuck me. Yeah, why didn't I pay for something else?
No, I know. It was definitely the champagne talk. And then you get into a bidding war with someone and you're like, well, that's it. I'm winning.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah. That's what happened with me anyway.
So I think I was so pissed, I started bidding against myself.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads... And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what I can't stand though when you go on holiday? I've got the patience of a saint, I think, but until I just don't have, I'm a nightmare. I just don't like to queue. And that's before I've even, you know, done what I'm doing now. I just don't like queuing. If I see a queue, I'm like, I'll come back later. I've just...
So what about an immigration? You've got a queue
when
up.
When you land in America, that is my pet hate. You're
just like Tom Hanks in Terminal just walking around. I'm not queuing.
That's me. But and what I can't bear even more than a queue,
God,
is you're in a queue and you know you've just accepted, right, it's going to take a while to get to the front or whatever, and you just they join you onto the next part of the queue, which is still this massive long anaconda of a snake queue, and then the person directly behind you, someone comes in and they just open that little gateway thing and they open up and they're the first one to the counter.
Oh my God, you are really angry about a queue.
No, I hate it. I hate it. I can't bear it. And Jobsworths, I can't bear them as well.
And then I was, because I just came back from New York and I was in immigration. And you know,
that's
when you're
the
like,
worst,
oh my God, you are there for, it says an hour like that and you can't kick off because they've got guns.
I once got put in one of those little rooms on my own and I was only like 17 at the time because I had two passports. One was always for my tour manager to keep in case I lost mine, but you are allowed up to three passports.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know that.
That was a big thing. There was like, why have you got two passports? Grabbed me and I was like, well, can my tour manager? No, and I was in there for hours.
Oh, no.
Crying,
oh, no, that's awful.
And then, you know, every time I was trying to do my thumbprint, it was sweating that much. We couldn't do it.
Oh, no. That's awful.
Yeah.
No, I hate that because I went to immigration and then you're looking at the queue and you're like, God, who looks like a moron? Who looks like trouble? Because I just want to get on my holiday.
Yeah. And even when, especially when you go into the States, when they ask you what you're here for, and even though you're here for to just be here and go on holiday or just be here for a few studio sessions, I still feel like I've done something wrong.
Yes. Don't say terrorism.
I don't know what it is, but it's just that worst feeling.
I know. And I always end up ticking that box. They've stopped doing that thing now, thanks to Esther's. Do you remember in the olden days you had those boxes and they always put that one, are you a member of a terrorist group? And they always twisted it round. I always end up ticking it. And like, no. No! Who has $10,000 in cash? Gosh. I mean, you're an idiot. If you go on that flight and you're an idiot. What, that looks so dodgy.
Yeah, no, definitely.
You're 100 years old. You've got all your faculties. Mm-hmm. Is it faculties or facilities? Faculties. And you've got a rug over your knee. Mm-hmm. Where are you in the world? Where do you want to be?
Somewhere warm. It needs to be, I want ocean, beach and a pina colada in my hand. Or a Malibu and Coke. I'm so cheap.
God, we're going to get loads of Gaviscon and Malibu.
Malibu!
That's a party.
Anne-Marie's the same, you know. Whenever we go to events and we're sat together, they start pouring up champagne and we always ask for a bottle of Malibu and they bring it and everyone looks at us as if they're like, to be like, oh, really? It's like we're like 16 or something. Well, 18, sorry.
Well, it's a holiday in a glass Malibu, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think I love anything pineapple, tropical, all of that.
Yeah. It just feels like a holiday in a glass.
Hello there, would you like anything off the trolley? We got 2020, woo-woo, French martini, espresso martini, a Malibu and Coke!
I've got one thing to say to you. Body form! Body form for you! I know! So you're the voice of Body Form?
I am now indeed. Which, do you know what, when I got the phone call, I was really excited about it because my vocal coach...
Yeah.
From back in the day, she was the original voice on that advert. So it's like it's been passed on for generations.
And how long does it take you to... Because obviously, you're one of the best singers around. Does it take you a lot to go... Because how do you make it not sound like Chewbacca?
Just feel a bit angry and...
Do you look down at your leg?
Body form.
I actually sprained my ankle just to be able to do the body form advert.
You are very professional. There very you go.
It was brilliant though. It was really fun recording it. I've like modernized it and I wanted to make it a bit more do you know what I think is amazing? The brand stands for like a lot more than just, you know, women and their periods.
Rossi, stop making tea. We're talking body form and I can hear...
We're talking about tampons.
We're talking about tampons and you're fucking making a cuppa.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Right, we're about to start our descent. It's time for a quick fire round.
Okay.
Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Amazon Prime.
Would you rather sit in and watch the telly and go on a hike? Well, no, that's it. They can say what you want.
Right now, yeah, I've got a bad ankle.
Okay, all right. Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to Portugal?
Oh, you.
Thanks, darling. Mile High or I'm Too Shy?
I'm too shy. I don't get how that works.
I can't even go to the toilet in a thing, let alone have sex.
There's that video that's gone viral, isn't there? Is it on like one of those EasyJet flights and they've left the air stewardess has opened the door and everyone applauds them?
Oh.
It's gone, oh, I'll
send it to me. Send
so
it to
funny.
Me.
It's so funny.
And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give tips or do you think, I'll never see you again? Ha ha, you'll never get my money.
Tip them. I've learned that from my parents. And you do it the moment you arrive because then you get everything, the whole trip.
Al Capone started it. You give the tip at the beginning and you get the best table.
No, that's it.
Thank you so much, Ella.
Thank you.
If you'd like to go and collect your emotional baggage from the carousel.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thanks, Ella. Don't forget to listen to Ella's new holiday single, Rest of Our Day, out now to get you in the holiday mood. And thanks, frequent flyers. Remember, fly for me.